10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello back, everybody. Yeah, yeah, welcome here on the Dave and Nash Show on a Friday morning. Back here on another level. Another level.
Yeah, what up, everybody? Welcome back once again. Welcome back. It's nice to have you right here this morning on our show, the David Nash Show, right here on a Friday, 6 a.m. Capital Kings of the Weekend. That's who we are. Yeah, everybody, it's nice to have you, as I have already said. So, Mr. Nash, How's it going, man?
Awesome, man.
What's awesome?
It's tiring, man.
It's so early hot, in the man. Morning, you're tired.
The eyes are burning, man.
What's making them burn, man?
They need to sleep again, man.
Ah.
Yes.
No, there's a certain period of time to sleep. You have 8 hours to sleep, so hey, you gotta use them wisely.
8 hours is not enough.
Is it?
6 hours is enough.
Oh, okay, I get you.
8 hours is overdoing it.
The eyes is like, no, man,
you overdid it. Now go back to sleep. You need another extra 4 hours.
Oh, I didn't know that your eyes can talk.
Oh, you don't know. They talk, Baba. When they close, they're telling you go sleep. Ah, I know.
Oh, so when they are closed, that's when they tell you to.
My eyes, they speak to me, Baba. Yeah, they speak to me. Levels. Communication. I know how to communicate with them. Communication, Baba. You must communicate effectively. Make sure you are understood. They make sure that I understand them. Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah, that's Mr. Nash right there. His eyes communicate with them effectively. Not just any communication, but they communicate with them effectively.
Yeah.
But apart from that, everybody, welcome back once again right here on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. And it's always been hot music because we deliver the best, man. We deliver the best, as you all know, man. You already know. So why should we say it? But we're just saying it for bonus, you get what I'm saying?
Bonus.
We're giving you some gazozo. We're giving you some sauce. We gotta be energetic because it's the active FM where Christ music is hot music.
Hot music.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow, what's happening, Mr. Dave?
Hmm?
What's happening tomorrow?
I don't know.
Ah?
Yeah.
This guy.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were registered. I'm kidding, man.
Yeah.
You know, it started Wednesday.
Nah, I just wanted to see if you're aware of it, hey.
Ah, this guy.
What's wrong? This guy.
Ah, yeah. You're disappointing me. You even forgot that this evening you're going to be
lying.
Going there.
You hear a blank there for guy. A moment.
This guy. Come to stuff here.
I could sense it.
It's a Friday.
I could sense it.
Yeah, listen to this
I could
guy.
Sense it.
Don't worry, we forgive you.
Oh, I'm forever forgiven.
Amen.
That's what I'm looking for all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to give you this hard time. I know that. I'm looking for that. I'm forever forgiven.
Yeah, I don't have hard times. I have quiet times. Yeah. Quiet times, Baba. Not hard times.
Yeah, you're talking like a sleepy person. I understand.
Too much, man.
I understand.
Yeah.
You're still in your sleeping mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
quiet really?
Time. Yeah, man, you must know.
But I guess at this point in time, you don't want to have a quiet time because you're still feeling sleepy.
No, man.
Yeah.
It's a long story.
Cut it short. I have all the time, man.
No, I'll cut it short with the cut. Cut it head. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, let me cut it short. Today we're going to be talking about peace. So make peace with me. Don't ask me too much questions. Yeah, I know.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So how have you been, man?
How have I been? It has been awesome, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, with sleeping nights, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sleepy mornings. Awesome.
And the exams, how have they been?
Sleepy exams. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw you this other time when you were writing maths.
Hey.
Just before you even began.
Huh.
You were like, oh. Your mouth was wide open.
Hey.
Surprised.
Uh-huh.
Was it a surprise or a shock?
No, it was a smile.
What kind of a smile was that?
It was
that
a
was a weird
smile.
One.
No, it was a happy smile.
No, that didn't look happy.
This guy.
Mm-hmm.
No, man, it was a happy smile. You didn't check nicely. I think you were half asleep. That's why you didn't see nicely.
That was a hard one, man.
Oh, man.
I understand.
Yeah, man.
Every pure Mets learner got out of the exam room sad.
Smiling.
I was frowning, bro.
Hey. Oh, okay. That's what you did. I see.
No, I don't do pure Mets, man. What's wrong with you?
It's cool. Mm-hmm. It's cool. So what are we talking about?
You said it already, and you're still asking me. That it's a sign that you are really sleepy.
No, man.
It's fine. You go back to sleep, boy.
Yeah,
you go back to sleep.
Okay.
It's fine.
I'll go back to sleep.
Yeah, I forgive
give
you.
Them this music.
I forgive you.
You know, I'm also forever.
For hitting a blank.
Yeah, Jesus loves me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, everybody, it's going to be an awesome show. It's going to be an incredible one. It's going to be... And on fire, show, man.
Yes,
so
fire.
You gotta be waiting up for some awesome stuff, from some incredible stuff as you are driving to work, going to school, whatever, wherever you're going. We're gonna be having some more real entertaining stuff for you, everybody. So right now, before we begin and go straight to the peace topic that we're talking about, we're going to be giving you something filled with some gazozo, with some future. So everybody listen up until we come back.
Yeah. If he never took a L, then I can't relate. If he ain't had a heartbreak, then I can't relate. He never fell down, didn't wanna get back, but you did anyway, then I can't relate. Yeah, they need God's grace. Scripts say that His mercy new every day. Well, I need His mercy every day. If He ain't never took a L, then you can't relate. Still remember first girl broke my heart. Still remember when my father broke my heart. He said he had to leave and he go crazy. To this day we don't talk, man, it's complicated. Still remember when my house got robbed. Told my mama if I see him, I'ma catch a charge. Still remember coach told me I was cut. Hard lesson, sometimes your best ain't enough. Wise man said I need to deal with it. I told him, sir, I don't even feel it. He said, son, it's gonna come back to bite you. Give it to the Lord, it's gonna be alright. Whoa. If he ain't never took a L, then I can't relate. If he ain't had a heartbreak, then I can't relate. If he ain't never fell down, didn't wanna get back, but you did anyway, then I can't relate. Yeah, they need God's grace. Scripts say that His mercy new every day. Well, I need His mercy every day. He ain't never took a L, then you can't relate. Still remember when my best friend betrayed me. Still remember when some bullies tried to play me. In the middle of the school talking loud. By the end of the year, your boy ran the crowd, whoa. Didn't finish college, ended up dropping out. Had some personal issues, had to figure out. Still remember life in the projects. Learned life wasn't fair, messed with my conscience. Wise man said I need to deal with it. I told him, sir, I don't even feel it. He said, son, it's gonna come back to bite you. Give it to the Lord, it's gonna be alright. Whoa. He ain't never took a L, then I can't relate. If he ain't had a heartbreak, then I can't relate. If he ain't never fell down, didn't wanna get back, but you did anyway, then I can't relate. Yeah, they need God's grace. Scripts say that His mercy new every day. Well, I need His mercy every day. He ain't never took a L, then you can't relate. I can't relate, no. I can't relate, no. I can't relate, no. I can't relate, no. I can't relate, 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 I can't relate.
Hello back, everybody. We're back. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We're back.
David Nashler.
Yeah? What was that? What was that?
I didn't hear that, man.
You know, I heard it. So now tell me, what was that?
What was it?
What was that? What was that that you just said right now?
David Nashler.
No. David Nash slow. You are slow alone. Your face.
Woo! It's too much, man.
It's been confirmed. Finally. God is good, man. God is awesome. You see that SLW of yours? You finally confirmed it that it is slow.
You come just up here.
Crush, crush.
No, man. It's not slow.
No.
It's SLW.
Slow. Yes.
Good for you.
You just forgot an O, right? I just completed it for you.
Aye.
I just completed it for you.
No, man.
So you gotta be thankful, man.
David Nash Low. Hey, I refuse.
Yeah. You gotta wake up right now.
The sleepy David Nash Show.
Hmm?
Yeah?
You're sleepy alone, man.
Eh?
No, I'm not sleepy. I'm so energetic, vibed up. You're hitting some blanks here. What's wrong with you?
No, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not hitting blanks.
What are you hitting?
I don't have a paper that's blank. Hey. You see, I feel pity for you, man. It's fine. Hi. You're forgiven. You're forgiven.
I understand, man.
Yeah.
I understand your situation.
Mm.
Don't worry. You're forever forgiven. And I forgive you right now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Peace, man.
Peace.
That's what they said. Peace.
Mm-hmm.
Make peace with your brothers.
Mm?
A peacemaker.
Mm-hmm.
Will harvest.
Yeah, I'm a peacemaker.
Righteousness.
You know.
Yeah.
You know.
So, Mr. Dave.
Is that real?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Okay,
what?
Let me ignore it. Okay, so Mr. Dave.
Yeah.
As a peacemaker,
mm-hmm.
What's your advice out there?
Be a peacemaker. That's it. Simple. Drop the mic. Oh. What's wrong with you, man?
I know, man. Woo! Yeah, man, so... Be a peacemaker. They don't know how to be a peacemaker. These people.
Yeah.
Now they make peace.
How sure are you that
they make peace with fists?
No. Peace. It shouldn't be that way. You should be that kind of a person that that brings about peace where there is conflict. You get what I'm saying? You gotta be that kind of a person that brings about. How can I say? I'm looking for a different word, but you gotta be that kind of a person that brings about peace. Okay, I'm going to use peace. You got to be that kind of person that brings about peace where there is conflict and where people are fighting. You got to calm the situation down.
Yeah.
So that they can stay calm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you can stay calm, so they can stay calm. So when you change, everything else changes. So when you get into an environment, everybody's got to experience and feel the peace. Why? Because the peacemaker has arrived.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome stuff. You know, it reminds me of my guys that I speak to, you know. Like, yeah, our first instincts, you know, human instincts. Mm. When we walk into a room and people are fighting, our first reaction is, whoa, let me get out of here. That's our reaction, you know.
Yeah.
But as a peacemaker, that's not your reaction. Your reaction should be, let me go out there. You know, like where they're fighting and actually bring the peace.
Mm.
And then something that I told them, you know that when you get there, you might get a punch. And you're not the one that started everything. So you're going there with peace, and then guess what? You get punched for nothing. Those are the possibilities. Or guess what? You try to make peace, they both turn on you.
Yay! Okay, woo! Right now, that actually brought something up.
Look. Yeah.
How many people would really go and make peace where people are fighting with knives and, guns and whatsoever weapon, dangerous weapon?
Mm-hmm.
How many people would actually go there and make that peace?
I heard that one. One of the audience says, are you crazy?
Yay!
Okay, you know, hey. That's a dangerous
situation. Okay, let me put you on the spot. Would you go there and stop that and be a peacemaker?
I'm going to go there and then 10 meters away. Mm. Peace be with you, my brothers.
Yeah, woo! As far as I know,
they're probably going to turn that gun towards you. Hey! 100 meters per
minute. I'm picturing that. Hey, you can't run away, Baba. You can't run away at that point itself. Start praying, Baba.
Hallelujah.
Shivering there. No weapon formed against me. Prosper.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
I'll probably be like, okay. Wait, guys. Let's do this, man. Like, let's talk. Let's talk man to man. You know? Yeah, let's fight this war. Man to man. Mm-hmm. Not gun. Not gun to man. No. That's right. And then, okay. Depending on the outcome, I'll probably walk over there, you know, and be like, yeah, peace be with you, my brother. You see, I don't fight the physical war. I fight a spiritual war, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't fight with hands. Must learn how to fight. Imagine you go to those people, you're like, no, you guys, you need to learn how to fight. Oh, they'll probably be like,
we'll show you.
You came here and saw us fighting, and then you're telling us we must learn how to fight. Wait, let's show you how to fight.
This is how we fight.
Yeah.
You know? Give you some blow by blows right there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the outcomes out there, you know. But as a peacemaker, you need to go out there and make peace.
Mm-hmm.
Peace.
Yeah, man.
Peace be with you.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Make sure that they feel the peace.
You see, as much as I'm scared of dogs, man, seeing that situation.
No, I
don't know if you remember that incident. We're walking. It was the four of us. So this guy approached. And he took out a knife.
Who? You ran, man. You ran. Hey, I never ran, man. Hey.
Probably that's how I would react.
Yeah.
I'm about to see the situation.
Oh, I'm like, all right.
Okay.
Exposure.
Cool, man.
Yeah. You did it, man. You ran away. We were walking, man.
I had to run away, man. Like, look, you're not expecting this thing.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it comes right in your face.
Boom.
You wait for it.
This guy.
I had to.
Your brain was already switching on, Mama, the survival mode. Boom. Okay, it's time to run, man.
I didn't even look if there was a car coming or something.
This guy.
I just shoot off, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, apart from that, how would you handle that situation? You get what I'm saying? Speaking to the people out there, how would you handle that situation where people are fighting with weapons and you have to get in there now? You see that people are like murdering each other. They're about to kill each other. And you, as the person that is that integrity and you have that character inside of you, that I can't allow a situation to happen right in front of me, and I just leave it like that without making peace, without bringing about peace, without calming down the situation. So what would you do in that situation? What would you do to calm that situation, to make that situation better? Not only for you, for the fact that these people are about to kill each other, but to make the situation better and make it calm. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. What would you do in that situation? So you can tell us on Facebook, ActiveFM777, and communicate with us right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Dave,
yeah.
Just before the music break, you see, mm-hmm. I won't say the ad break.
Yeah.
No, as we get music breaks.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
So, just before.
Ad breaks are common.
Yeah. Just before the music break.
See?
What? I'm putting you on the spot, ne?
Yeah.
You the person that a random person removes a knife in front of your face. How would you handle that situation by making peace?
I'm sure you know that already.
The audience don't know.
If I'm aware of it, well then I'll just relax. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if it just comes all of a sudden and you know the adrenaline, man, it just kicks in. Gone. But I only look at the situation afterwards.
But you're supposed to be a peacemaker, man.
Yeah?
You're supposed to be a peacemaker.
But then, that's how my body reacts. I can't wait for it.
Oh.
You get it.
Yeah.
But no, man. If I can control it, well then,
yeah.
I'll stop.
Okay.
And deal with the situation.
Yeah.
But now, if it was just like that incident that happened a few weeks or a month ago.
No, man, that one, you could control it. You chose to run away.
No.
Yes.
I didn't choose to run away.
Yeah.
So what happened is that the adrenaline just kicked in.
Yeah.
And then I saw myself on the other side of the road. I don't know how it happened, but I just saw myself on the other side of the road. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was hectic.
Yeah.
It was G.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, the audience, you got Mr. Dave's peacemaker situation here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it was unexpected, he was going to make peace by running away.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Yeah.
And if he knew about it, he was going to make peace.
Yeah. It's like seeing a dog coming in front of you. You know that this dog is coming to bite you, and then you still stand there.
Yeah, you stand there and tell it, wait, hold on a minute.
Yo.
Peace be with you.
I would like to see that. I would like to see that.
Yeah.
I'd rather leave you.
I'll make peace, man. I'll make peace.
With the, make peace with that angry dog.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah. You must know, man. Yeah, audience, you know, you're loving it here with your boys. DJ Dash and DJ Nave making peace by running away. Yeah. We hope you enjoy the music.
Yeah.
And it's coming for you. Hear it.
Authority to break addiction. My God is faithful in every situation. My God is able. My God is able. The power of God is here. More, more, more than ever. His victory lifts us up and it's for forever. Anointing to proclaim the gospel, sent to bind up the brokenhearted. We're on a mission to proclaim our freedom. We are forgiven because of Jesus. The power of God is here, more, more, more than ever. His victory lifts us up and is for.
Holla back, yeah, we back with the peace running away from the dogs.
Yo,
Teasing me now. Yeah, you back here with your boys. Your boys DJ Nave and DJ Running Away from the Dark. Yeah. That's how he makes peace, man.
Yeah.
DJ Dash. Yeah, you see, the nickname of the DJ already describes what you will do. DJ Dash, you'll dash away from the dog machine.
Jeez. Peace. You must know, man.
You see, that's how he makes peace, by dashing away.
No, no. Not all the time, eh? Not all the time. Woo. Yeah, don't take me as a bad person, man.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
No. Sorry, sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. What impression are you giving the people, man?
No.
I'm gonna sort you out when we're done, yeah.
Hey, you see how Mr. DJ Dash here, he makes peace.
I dash the peace. I don't make peace.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, everybody. I make the peace, yo.
Yeah.
I'm a child of God.
Yeah.
I'm a child of the living God.
Now, I want to put you on the spot, man.
Yeah.
So, picture this. You're having a normal day, you know. Okay. I don't know how would you describe normal,
yeah.
But yeah, your day is going out throughout the day, man. You're having a day. Yeah. A day, however you describe it,
yeah.
Whether it's normal or not normal, or yeah, on levels. So this is your day, and then you apparently your mind is lost on something and you focused on that thing, and then out of nowhere someone comes and gives you a random clap. How would you react as a peacemaker?
You know, that will put me in a situation whereby I'll have to make sure that I've done my quiet time.
Hey! Yes?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In order for me not to allow that adrenaline to kick in and start reacting, I'm not gonna run away. No. I'll have to make sure that I've prayed hard. I've eaten.
Oh my gosh.
I've done my quiet time, most importantly.
Yeah.
So that I won't beat up that person. Woo, but now, yeah. In this situation that I'm in right now, and in this state of mind that I'm in right now, which I believe I will be in that state of mind when that incident happens.
Yeah.
So what I would do right there, I would stand up and give them the other cheek. That's the Bible says.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I would definitely do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I gotta keep the character, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I gotta keep the character of Christ.
Yeah.
And because I gotta look at it, what would he do?
Yeah.
What would he do in that situation?
Yeah.
Just imagine if you were to be slapped by Jesus, man.
You know,
that'll be a holy slap, man.
Oh, when you're done, Mama, your character will be 100% awesome. Bah! You know,
as just one slap would change everything.
Yeah, you want one slap change the nation.
Yeah, but anyways, in that situation, I'll just be calm about it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Give them another cheek.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just move on.
Yeah. And you know, keep as you are thinking. Speaking,
yeah.
As you are speaking, you're like, in that moment, I need to make sure I did my quiet time.
Yeah.
And then the part where you are like, I need to make sure that I ate.
Yeah.
I'm picturing, man. Get a slap. And then your adrenaline kicks in, and then you slap back, and then guess what? You didn't eat. Now it's war, Baba, and then you die halfway because you have no energy. You didn't eat, Baba.
I guess that slap will just knock me out if I didn't sleep on that day. If I didn't eat on that day,
yeah,
that slap will just knock me out.
Yeah, and then the other one is like, yeah, if you didn't do the quiet time, Baba. Yeah, the one that you said, yeah. You'll dash. I'm picturing, man. Get a slap out of nowhere. Pwah! You don't even know where it came from or who clapped you. After you get the slap, you run away. it's like pwah! There's Dave dashing. Gone.
Running away from a slap, man. Or run away from a weapon, not from
levels.
A slap.
Levels.
Yeah.
But that's Mr. Dave right there. Yeah. You know? He'll offer the other cheek.
That's how it is, man.
Offer the other cheek.
But now, since you've been asking me so much questions about what I would do in that situation, would I make peace or do what? What would you do in a situation where by now there are guys, let's say three of them, coming right in front of you? You're not aware. Busy selecting a song right there. You have your earphones on. Busy selecting a song that could keep you vibed up and pumped up while walking home, and you after writing an exam, a maths test, and it hit you. In that situation, it hit you, and you're still thinking about it, and thinking about the song to listen to calm the situation down. And then now you meet up with guys. Then one holds your belt, pulls you up. The other one, his side on the left, pulls you up. And then the other one takes out a knife. Bring your phone. What would you do in that situation?
You see, in that situation?
Yeah.
I'll be like, okay, wait. Let's talk about this. You on my phone. You have to allow me to preach to you. Yeah. I need to preach to you about Jesus.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you don't take my phone. You must make sure I'm dead. I'd rather die for the gospel. I know. You're like, hey, you take for the phone.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You die for the phone while wanting to preach the gospel.
Yeah.
Carry on.
The phone offered an open door to preach the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do in that situation? You preach the gospel.
Yeah.
And make peace.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time when you're done there, they saved. They know, yeah, this is how I can get the phone. Go to Jesus and ask for it.
And then, since after that, listen to what you said before.
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah. So now, they say, give us the phone, since now you've preached.
Give us the phone.
Yeah.
Grace and peace be with you. I'm offering a spiritual blessing.
Yeah.
Which is going to manifest in the physical.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll give you a spiritual phone and then you'll see it.
Yeah. All right.
I'll pray for them.
Yeah.
For a spiritual phone.
Yeah.
And then it's going to manifest in the physical.
But now, you know how these people are. When they want something, they really want it. Come for something, they want to make sure that they get it.
I'll say go down on your knees, ne?
Mm-hmm.
Pray. Close your eyes. Let me pray for you. Then go down on the knees. As you close the eyes, poop, gone. Yeah, at least I did the part where he got saved.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's enough. He's going to heaven.
I'm a very good influencer,
I'll see you. Yo, man. Yeah. One of my guys had that situation, man. Yeah. There were three of them coming from school. They're walking. And then my guy was walking next to the pavement. The other two guys are walking with him. They say that there were two white guys, you know, in our area, our neighborhoods. Eh?
Yeah.
People like gangster, eh?
Mm.
So there were two. No, in fact, there were two colors. And yeah, there were two colors and one white. So they were walking around, you know, those three guys walking around. And then they started following them. And then they noticed these guys are following them. And then they carried on laughing, talking. And then they say, one guy went around them towards the pavement. Then he started walking on the pavement. The other two, they went the other side. And then I think one of them stayed behind them. And then he says, out of nowhere, he got an unexpected punch. Douche! He says when he looked at his friends, one was already in front. The other one was at the back, gone. And then the three guys, they got him. They were holding him. And then he's like, in that situation, he was defenseless.
Yeah.
Couldn't do anything. Then he's like, they asked him, where's the phone? One took out the knife. They asked him, where's the phone? And then he said, he doesn't have a phone. His phone was in his bag, but he said he doesn't have a phone.
Yeah.
And then they looked at his watch.
He lied.
They're like, take out that watch.
Yeah.
He took out the watch, gave it to them. And then they told him, turn around and walk. And then you must run. Then he turns around, he goes. And then they say, go. Don't come back and don't tell anyone.
Mm. Okay.
He goes. And then he meets up with guys that were driving a car that saw everything. Those guys asked him, what happened? Then he told them, they took my watch. Okay. They went there. Hey, those guys, they told him, don't tell anyone. Mm. Those guys in the car, they go towards those three guys. Hey, they go to those three guys. I don't know what they say to those three guys. And then guess what? This guy, he was going home. He went back. And then he turned. He went back to the other street. And then as he was going towards his house, he says through the alley. He says he saw those three guys coming towards him. Yay! As he's about to run, they got him. Ha! Says he got a hiding of his life, and then on top of that, they took everything he had plus his phone.
Yo.
Like, yo. Hey, that's levels, man.
You see, level. That situation, I was gonna run home. Knowing that yeah. There's somebody who's going to fight my case.
Yeah.
I was gonna run home. Never looking back.
Yeah. In that situation, you still make peace.
Yeah, man.
They give you one punch, peace be with you.
Yeah.
Another one, peace be with you. Yeah. Peace be with you. God bless you.
Yeah, so everybody, that was it right here on the number one station. And it's real. Yeah, that was a moment of hitting a blank right there. But you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Since as we have given you and as you have heard more on what would you do in that situation, would you bring about peace? Would you calm the situation or would you fight back?
Yeah.
But anyways, coming up with the last segment, everybody. Yeah. Listen up to the music. Ba, 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 ba.
Hit the folk, then I draw. Dab left, dab right, then I draw. Rolly, 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 then I draw. Sauce with it, then I draw. Sauce with it, hit the folk, then I draw. Dab left, dab right, then I draw. Rolly, 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 then I draw. Sauce with it, then I draw. Roar in the house, we get turned up. We get turned up, we get turned up. Synchronize your squad, then step to the left. Step to the right, step to the left. Ain't no party like a Fidel party, cause a Fidel party don't stop. When the beat came, everybody dropped. I serve a good God, might as well get lit. Barbecue in the hood, got everybody lit. One hand on the wood, other hand in the air. Side to side like a chest on air. Sauce with it, hit them folk, then I draw. Dab left, dab right, then I draw. Rolly, 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 then I draw. Sauce with it, then I draw. Sauce with it, hit them folk, then I draw. Dab left, dab right, then I draw. Rolly, 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 then I draw. Sauce with it, then I draw. All my fans in the house say I will be everything they say I could not be. And all my dreamers in the house that believe like me, we can change the world with unity. Shout out everybody working 8 to 5, singing Wyclef John, staying alive. And everybody in school counting down the days, singing that Will Smith, Summertime. Fidel be classic like a cheesesteak in Philly. Went to New York and they taught me how to milli. Rock, 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 rock. Sauce with it, hit them folk, then I draw. Dab left, dab right, then I draw. Rolly, 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 then I draw. Sauce with it, then I draw. Sauce with it, hit them folk, then I draw. Dab left, dab right, then I draw. Rolly, 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 then I draw. Sauce with it, then I draw.
Yeah. Holla back, everybody. Holla back. Holla back with the last segment. We back again, but I know that you enjoyed that song. It was incredible. It was full of sauce. It was full of gas. Yeah? What's that? Here's a new word now. Yes. What was that?
Energy.
Oh, we say that word again. I didn't get it right. No.
What?
Guara what?
Guaraz.
Where did you get that?
The time came now, bro. Came now.
Is it something that you just made up? Or?
Yeah, it's our dictionary.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me?
Don't put any words in our dictionary, man.
Okay.
I must understand them first.
Yes, it's a
I don't understand. Just yeah, we're back again once again, everybody. Don't forget to go on www.activefm.co.za and get some shows right there and get some awesome Kazozo filled shows right there. Everybody, you're gonna enjoy them. You're gonna be excited because we are filled with music. We are filled with entertainment. We are filled with sports. We are filled with everything right here on the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music with a whole lot of different presenters. The Dave and Ness Show, obviously, you know how we roll right here. And
show,
you,
bro.
We cut it. We're putting on levels, man. We're on levels. We go on levels each and every single time we're here on a Friday because we want to excite you, want to entertain you, want to give you all in one. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We want to give you all in one. But if you're interested in something else, so you can go to that. You can go to that website that I introduced to you. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And get some more shows of whatsoever favorite entertaining topic that you want to hear. Yeah, if it's all about cars and sports, yeah, the sports show is for ya. Yeah, man. Yeah. If you're all about fashion, the mode is for you. So there's a whole lot of shows that you can listen to. And one of my favorite shows, man, one of my favorite shows, The Funny Truth.
Yeah.
Those people are too much, man.
Uh-huh.
Those people are on levels. And when you get that laugh, is that one particular laugh of one of those, of one of the presenters right there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you want to get an idea of who it is, go and listen to the show. It's really awesome.
Because your ears are too itchy.
Because now I got you curious, so you got to go out there and listen to the show.
So, Mr. Day, I've got a scenario, bro.
Yeah, man.
I'm this person that believes making peace is me fighting against you and then we can make peace. How would you make react to that situation?
You know, man. You know how I deal with that thing. But for the people who do not know how I'll deal with that situation. Me, I'm a person who doesn't like fighting.
Uh-huh.
So to solve that matter, I'll do what I do best. I'll dash. Yeah. I don't want to fight back. Okay. I don't want to fight back.
Yes.
I'm scared of being beaten up. You know what I would do? I would rather beat you up, and run away. Yeah.
Okay.
Instead of waiting there to exchange the punches and do that blow by blow session, no ways.
Yeah.
I would rather dash. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I won't wait for you to punch me back.
Yeah.
No ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather make peace in that way. Yeah.
Is it right?
If that's your way of solving your situation, if that's way, I can't wait for that. My teeth and my face are still precious to me.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you heard Mr. Dave right there. Going to your survival mode and dash.
Yeah.
Like DJ Dash.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta do it like that. Okay, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's all it is.
Yeah. And then,
you, if there was a, okay, since that's how you would sort it out. Okay, cool. It's fine. There's no use of asking this question. I was going to ask the same question.
Mm.
But since that's how you would solve the situation.
How would I solve it?
Huh?
How would I solve it?
You say that that's the way that you solve the situation, by fighting.
Huh?
That's how you make peace.
No, it's fine. Hey. Yeah, fight. May I fight, Baba? I fight.
Yeah.
Fight. You know that fight where you go on your knees and you fight, Baba? You fight. I do that.
You see, you are not specific, man.
I'm telling you.
You are not specific. I wouldn't dash if it was that situation.
No, man.
If that was the kind of fight, then why would I dash, man? Yeah. Maybe I would dash to another room. You get what I'm saying? To go and fight it.
I thought you were gonna. This guy is coming. He believes solving the situation is punching, and then you're gonna go down on your knees and then you close your eyes and then you start praying. Hey, this guy is gonna give you one knockout, man. I'm sure by the time you're like our father, boom, you're gone, man. Yeah, then the situation is solved. That's it.
Yeah.
Now that you actually,
I'm the kind of person that never gives up, man.
Yeah.
I don't easily give up. So what I would do, You give me that punch. I get up again. I carry on. I get up again. But when I feel the pain, that's when I stand up and dash.
Yeah. Levels, man. Must know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, what if it was an incident where I believe solving a situation is me, you know, spreading colorful words?
Yeah.
By colorful words, if you don't understand what I mean by colorful words,
yeah.
What I mean is, I believe solving a situation is me saying non-clean language, yeah, words. How would you go about solving that situation? Where one person thinks solving a situation and making peace is them, yeah.
Yeah.
Exploding that colorful words.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know those ones. Yeah. So how would you handle that one?
You know, in that one, you know, I've dealt with a lot of people who throw some colorful languages at me. And what I do, I just wait for you to finish throwing them.
Mm-hmm.
Until you're satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
I ask you. Okay, are you satisfied? Okay. If you are, then we talk nicely.
Mm-hmm.
You're better than this, man.
Mm.
This is not what you were created to be.
Yeah.
This is not who you are.
Yeah.
Here you're trying to prove a point.
Yeah.
This is not who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You can do better than this. So I start dashing some words to you that will change your attitude. That will change the reason behind you throwing those colorful words. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I start telling you that you're better than this. This is not how you should carry out yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is true and it's awesome. We're supposed to be confessing, you know, victory into people's life. So we need to be confessing the right things, positive things, things that are found in the word, things that the Lord says about people. So you are a father of nations. You are a mother of nations. Those are the type of words that we're supposed to be saying into people's lives, you know. Those are the words we're supposed to be sowing into their lives. I mean, the word says if you are a peacemaker, If you sow peace, you're gonna get righteousness in return. If you don't sow peace, you won't get peace. You're gonna get violence. And violence is not the way.
Yeah.
No one wants violence.
Nobody.
I mean, most of the population, they raised around violence. And they wanna get out of that situation. They're not pleased with it. So why stay in that situation when you are raised in that situation? When you are also aware that there's a solution to get out of that situation.
Yeah.
Rather take the solution and get out of the situation. And don't let anyone tell you that that's not the right path. No, you need to go the right path, which is the path where Jesus is on.
Yeah.
Gotta be following Jesus. Obviously, there's people that are going to tell you, you're getting too spiritual. You're always there at church. You're always preaching the word. What's going on? You're freaking me out. Things like that. You get those, man.
Yeah.
But that mustn't discourage you.
Yeah.
Keep on carrying on with the Lord. Persist. Yeah.
Yeah, man. And carry on and go out there and be a peacemaker.
Yeah.
Don't say, this is how I solve the situation, by fighting, by throwing all colorful words to people who offend you and do certain stuff to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta be a peacemaker. You gotta go out there and tell people that they are better than how they are reacting. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that's not really who they are. That's not who they really are. So they're just pretending the situation. You know what I'm saying? They're just doing all those things to please somebody, to please some people, some friends around them. But you tell them, you still tell them that, hey, this is not who you are. This is not who you were created to be. These are not the words that are coming out from your heart. Say what comes out of your heart. Not something that is built up by the situation that we are in right now. You know what I'm saying? Because you gotta go out there and be a peacemaker, yo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we're gonna give you the last closing music break.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't forget that you can catch us on Facebook,
yeah.
Active FM
777. Mm-hmm.
You can catch us on Instagram, at ActiveFM 777. Yep. You can catch us on Twitter at ActiveFM 777. Yeah. And don't forget the app on iTunes, ActiveFM, with Christ Music.
The app on iTunes. The app on iTunes.
Yeah. Okay, now go, yeah, what you're saying. Yeah. Oh, my bad. Yeah, obviously your Play Store.
I was trying to think right now. How am I gonna get that one right there?
Now that you mentioned it, I'm also thinking.
Yeah.
iTunes. Oh my gosh. iTunes for music, man. Right. Videos. Yeah. Hey. Yeah, you never know the levels. Yeah, we're gonna have it on iTunes. You speak and create through words.
Yeah.
So you can download the app on your Play Store, Android, you know. Yeah, if you're using an Android, ActiveFM, and you'll have faster, easier, and more exciting access to ActiveFM, where Christ music is heart music. Finally, I finished it.
Yeesh. Yeah, so everybody, until next time, until next Friday, we're gonna see ya. Yeah, peace out.
With your glory, Holy Spirit. they go.